listener production.
Hi there, I'm Anne Stone. There's been a horror road crash in Western Victoria that's left four people dead. It's believed the driver of a car with five people inside lost control and hit a tree around 9:30 this morning near Hamilton. Four females died at the scene while the survivor has been flown to hospital in Melbourne in a serious condition. Fireys are working to stabilise the historic Sydney building damaged in a massive fire. There's an exclusion zone around the Surry Hills site after some movement overnight, while some small fires continue to burn inside. Jeremy Futrell from New South Wales Fire and Rescue says the experts are assessing what needs to be done.
So whether there's bits of the walls that need to be knocked down in a safe way or other bits that need to be shored up, the engineers will work through all that and then put the necessary arrangements in place.
The family of the great-grandmother who died after being tasered by police say they're still in shock. 95-year-old Claire Nowlan died last week in hospital after the distressing incident at her New South Wales nursing home. Her granddaughter Kylie Pask has told 7 News she was a wonderful person.
Nana had a heart bigger than anyone. Nana had love for everybody. She cared for all walks of life. She didn't judge.
An Australian man will be released from prison in Indonesia following a drunken rampage that left a local seriously injured. The 23-year-old Queenslander has reached a settlement with the man and has apologised to Indonesians for his actions. And it's hoped heavy rain in Western Canada will help fire crews battling devastating wildfires. An area the size of Wales has already burnt. It's the worst start to a bushfire season there on record. Tristan Saylor returns to the NRL today, replacing Reece Walsh at fullback as one of five changes for Brisbane's Round 13 clash with the Warriors. Broncos legend Wendell Saylor saying he's one proud dad.
But I just think of the last couple of years, you know, we've gone through COVID, he's worked so hard to get back to the top and he hasn't missed a beat. Like, he's just, you know, he's been really disciplined and he's worked very hard.
The other game on tonight sees the Rabbitohs take on the Raiders. Last night, the Eels had a late 24-16 win over the Cowboys. It's another big Saturday of AFL action. The Saints and Hawks are in action, followed by Melbourne and Frio. Later this arvo, the Cats host GWS. Tonight, it's Gold Coast and the Bulldogs and West Coast and Essendon. Last night, the Swans made it two in a row, beating the Blues by 26 points at the SCG. And to make matters worse for Carlton, captain Patrick Cripps has an ankle injury. He was one of four players who didn't finish. And in cricket news, Aussie captain Meg Lanning has been ruled out of the Women's Ashes due to medical issues in a major blow for the team's defence of the urn.